following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Tom Williamson of KIIC in Albia and Jacob Hall of the Iowa Standard in Sioux Center. Tom, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator Grassley, you mentioned you're at the farm today, and did New Hartford area receive that great damage from the derecho, or are you seeing that in your area?
Yeah, we'd be approximately 20 miles north of the first damage I saw. So let's see, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, when I left Washington on Wednesday, so Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 10 days ago, I went from my farm to Hardin as far west as Boone, and then the next 2 days across the damaged area to walk the streets of Cedar Rapids. So I saw damage that I've never seen before. I have seen small parts of Iowa that have had corn flat like you've seen, like I saw, but never hundreds of miles. Well, when I say hundreds of miles, at least from Boone to Cedar Rapids would be at least 100 miles. And then later on last week, I was west of there and saw damage as far west as Denison, I believe. So I have not seen it. But yes, thank God the rest of Iowa was not affected. We've been hurt by droughts, but we did get 1 or 2 inches of rain last week. But that's the first big amount of rain we've got since July the 17th. So I put my rain gauge out May the 1st, and I've had 19 inches of rain since then. I've been to western Iowa, and around Atlantic, there they've had a lot less rain than we've had and are hurting worse than we are. But our corn crop will be cut back considerably. I don't know about the beans. I think the beans still might be helped by an inch of rain, but still not very good.
Thank you.
Next question.
Yes, yeah, Senator, if you could talk a little bit about what you've seen from the Governor Reynolds and President Trump in terms of the government's response to the derecho and how they have stepped up here for Iowans.
Yeah. Well, first of all, let me comment from a political standpoint in a way that I've never seen in my 40 years in the United States Senate. And don't forget, I served with Senator Harkin for 30 years, and there was never any fight between Republicans and Democrats in Iowa when it came to natural disasters. We just worked together in a non-political or a bipartisan way to take care of Iowans hurting. And so I'm not going to mention Democrat names, but I've heard Democrat criticisms of Reynolds taking too long to get an assessment. I've heard Democrat criticism of the president not touring Cedar Rapids, just flying in to meet with people. Can you imagine if he had toured Cedar Rapids, where the streets are lined with all these trees that are down, just like driving down a tunnel, and you've got electric people trying to put high lines back up, the president would be criticized for impeding the recovery. So I hope that people learn a lesson that we got to help Iowans. It's not time for political pot shots. So the governor made an assessment. First of all, she immediately announced what she has the authority to do to issue state disaster programs that kick in. She did that the same day. And then under federal law, the governor has to make an assessment of how bad the damage is to make sure that you qualify for federal disaster relief. And you got to have that pretty sound before you submit it to the president. And she took 4 days to do that, which was faster than most assessments are made. And the president Monday morning, so a week ago today, made clear that that he was going to approve that. And then there was a further assessment for individual damage for Linn County, and he's okayed that. And then there's assessment going on for the other 35 counties now. Will there be individual help in those instances? And I'm sure the president, if the governor makes that request, he will grant it. So I'm very satisfied that everything is done faster than usual. Next.
Senator Grassley, the House Saturday, I believe it was, passed, I believe, legislation called the Delivering for America Act that would prohibit any operational changes at the U.S. Postal Service and would provide $25 billion in emergency funding. So the conversation, the discussion has been around fears that the mail-in voting would be impeded somehow. I think a few weeks ago you stated that mail-in ballots would only account for like a 2% volume increase. Can you shed some more light on this controversy, please?
Yeah. Well, you've got the figure right about 2%, and money is not a problem because the Postal Service got enough money to operate for the next 12 months. They've got $10 billion that Congress provided for them in the March bill beyond next year. So most of this is political hype. And in addition, the Postmaster General said he's not going to make any changes between now and the election. So the Postal Service has the capability of delivering the mail on time with a priority for first-class mail and a priority within first-class mail for balloting, and so it can be handled. Now, there is a problem that both the previous Postmaster General, who left office May 30th, he wrote a letter, and then this new Postmaster wrote a letter to the 50 states saying that there's about 10 states or so that have state laws that don't allow people to request a ballot until just maybe 10 days before the election. So there might be a problem there of people if they don't get the ballot in the mailbox soon enough. It may be a problem getting it postmarked and get it delivered on time. But that's the state law. That's not the postal department's problem. That's a problem for state law. So people need to, in those states, and Iowa's not one of them, they need to request their ballot just as soon as they can, and they need to get it in the mail the next day after they receive it. And they shouldn't have any problems getting their ballot counted. So I don't know the political hype, except it's just make it look like Republicans don't want people to vote. But if people want to vote, they can vote. If they want to vote in person, that's obviously the way to make sure your vote gets counted. And if you mail it in sooner, and it'll get counted.
Thank you.
Next.
Senator, with the Postal Union's endorsement of Joe Biden, which follows a long history of Democrat endorsements by the Postal Union, is there anything, any safeguards in place that you're aware of? You know, if somebody's got a Trump sign in their yard and the mailman picks up their ballot and they believe their job depends on this election, like the union president has said, what protections or safeguards are in there to make sure voters can know that their ballots are being taken care of and handled appropriately?
If somebody wants to violate the law and not do their job according to it, the only thing we can do is keep reminding them that it's a felony and you'll go to jail for doing it. And hopefully that threat will make sure that none of that happens, but it's going to happen someplace. I mean, it's no different than in a couple presidential elections ago. We had people with clubs standing out in front of Philadelphia polling places, threatening people if they didn't vote Democrat, they would be harmed, and that sort of intimidation's against the law. And there were charges filed against them. But when a new president came in, and I imagine this is the time Obama came into the presidency, he dropped the charges. So we know that there's some fraud like happened in Paterson, New Jersey. So they're going to have a new election for the city council later this year. The judge ordered it. All you can do is let people know what the consequences are if you have a fraudulent election.
Senator Grassley, in a bipartisan manner, you and Senator Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat from California, introduced the Methamphetamine Response Act. So what's the progress on this act? Do people understand the scope of what this meth is doing to our rural areas?
Yeah. Well, Dianne Feinstein, she and I don't vote a lot alike, but when it comes to our cooperation on the war on drugs, there's no light between us. So in this particular instance, we're trying to do several things. One, the importation of methamphetamine. It's such a strong amount coming in from Mexico. We're trying to do something about that. We're trying to do something about education. We're trying to do something about enforcement. And just across the board, do everything we can to keep this higher quality methamphetamine, which is a lot worse than anything. We used to thought it was bad when we had 700 or 800 local methamphetamine labs going on in rural Iowa. And we got, I think for the most part, we got rid of those. But now we got all this higher quality stuff coming in from Mexico doing more harm. Okay, thank you all very much.
Thank
Goodbye.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Tom and Jacob, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.